Who is next? Is it Ed? Ed, are you still waiting?
I am indeed patiently waiting.
Oh, you're a patient guy. Wow. What can I do for you, Ed?
I want to talk about carbs, if I may. One of it is in the 80s, one's in the 50s, one's diabetic, one is pre-diabetic. And so I asked the questions about potatoes, rice, noodles, ramen. You have any particular comments of good or bad about any of the above? And what are better for losing weight, if either? What are better for general health?
And these are all type 2 diabetics?
One is a type 2 diabetic. The other is a pre-diabetic.
Pre-diabetic.
50-year-old is a pre-diabetic.
So one, let me give you a little story. Years ago, I did a study at the Tahoma Clinic using berberine as a alternative to metformin for type 2 diabetes. And it was really, really interesting study. The berberine seems to be just as effective as metformin for monitoring blood sugar and managing insulin resistance in particular. But what was interesting in the study is several people came in and they were volunteering for the type 2 diabetes study. And in process of testing them, we found out that several of them were type 1s. And they didn't even know it because they were managing their diet so well. And they were basically on a very low carb diet. No rice, no potato, no noodles. You know, when you think of these foods, think of them as sort of empty sugar, calories, you know. So it's there's not a lot of B vitamins or any nutrients in these foods. If you're using brown rice, it has a little more fiber to it, so it actually enters into your bloodstream a little bit more slowly. But basically, there's not a whole lot of nutrition. So my point is, when these patients were coming in to volunteer, I said, well, you know, you're no longer a type 2 diabetic, so, and you're doing so well, you know, you don't even need insulin because you're managing your diet so well. And these patients had hemoglobin A1C of, you know, 5.2, 5.3, really, really excellent. They were heavy exercisers, and they were avoiding carbohydrates. So mainly, you know, clean protein and healthy fats. And depending on how much exercise, sometimes I'll allow a little bit of potato, but the other stuff is pretty much empty calories.
Anything in particular about ramen that is bad?
Well, again, it's just noodles. You know, it's not a whole lot of nutrition there. It fills you up, but doesn't give you a lot of long-term sustenance.
Okay. Well, okay. The diabetic is controlling it, his 5.2, and controlling it with just diet, not having large amounts of sugar, large amounts of carbs.
Yeah, and I find people that exercise pretty heavily, you know, they could maybe do a little bit of carbohydrate every so often, you know, root vegetables and maybe a little potato here and there, but otherwise it's pretty tough. I mean, it drives the blood sugar up fairly often, so just be careful of that. Okay.
Yeah, you do a great service. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. All right, good luck.